Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Sean McMillan, and it is my pleasure reading God's Word for you. My wife, Leanne, and I have been members of Mountain Brook Baptist for 10 years, and we have three daughters, Emma, Kate, and Grace. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways to see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Monday, December 16th, and I'm reading Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 6 in the NIV version. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. God shines light into our darkness. How do we respond to spiritual darkness, either in the world or in our own hearts? After the financial recession in 2012, I was financially and spiritually broken. I would even say I was heartbroken in this dark season of life and blamed everyone, including God, for my troubles. I put a smile on my face, grinning and bearing it, as I scratched and clawed to be strong for my three girls and wife. But honestly, I could only see darkness in my future and felt alone. In 2014, while driving in the early morning hours on my way to Tulsa, Oklahoma, God shone his light into my darkness in the form of a beautiful sunrise. Still today, I cannot describe the sunrise other than to say the morning was very dark. As the sun began to peek over the horizon, it shone the most beautiful light of colors, only to be described as from God. In that moment, I could feel the presence of the Lord come over me, and it was divine assurance that God saw me. He was with me in my pain and sorrow. I wasn't alone, and neither are you. If you have ever felt this way, there is good news. In this ninth chapter of Isaiah, we are reminded in verse 2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. The light that has dawned is Jesus. God sent his only son to be born into this world to deliver all people from their slavery to sin. In verse 6, he is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Living in peace is not living problem-free. It is living a messy life in the presence of the living God. God can and will provide divine order in your broken world if you invite him into your deep darkness. There is no limit to Christ's peace, but we must seek it in him. Practically, this means our love for the Lord is demonstrated by our willingness to read and obey his word. Whenever we face challenges, our first response should be to seek his thoughts, discover his desires and purposes, follow his instructions, and trust his promises. As we respond in faith to God's word, his peace enters our heart and replaces our anxiety. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our Prince of Peace in the light of the world. We trust you with our lives and lift our burdens to you. You reign forever and ever with justice and righteousness. Increase our joy today. In Jesus' name, amen.